Welcome to Grief Matters, a podcast that features conversations about life and death, hosted by Lori Opitz, Director of Bereavement at the Joseph T. Quinlan Bereavement Center. No subject is off limits and no topic is taboo. Please submit your questions about anything end of life, dying, death, and grief to KarenAnnQuinlanHospice.org/griefmatters.
Hi, everyone. Today, I'd like to talk about how we share information and educate grieving children. And you adults would benefit from this as well. So please keep listening. At the Joseph T. Quinlan Bereavement Center, we run a specialty program for children. And we're very proud of that program because we make it really relatable and fun for the kids. And we teach them the grief concepts in ways that they'll understand and remember and take with them, and I believe use forever. I'll give you an example. We do themes every season. And in March, our theme for the bereavement program is carnival. And who doesn't like a good carnival? So we play games, we throw the bean bags at the cans, and we have wheels, and they can win prizes, and we do all kinds of fun carnival things. But we also teach concepts. And in the beginning, if we ask, what's your coping style in grief? We get blank stares from children and the grown-ups alike. By the end of the four nights for the bereavement classes, we have answers that the kids know, love, and understand. So for jungle, for carnival, do you grieve like a clown? Do you act happy on the outside and hide your feelings on the inside? Or are you the strong man in grief? Do you say, no, I got this, I don't need any help? Or maybe you're the trapeze artist walking on that tightrope and you feel like you're just hanging on by a wire. Or maybe the popcorn salesman. You'll just keep busy selling popcorn so you don't have to feel any of your feelings. And the kids can relate to that really quickly. They go, oh, I get it. I'm the clown at school. I don't want anybody feeling sorry for me, so I put on my happy face. But at home, I'm the popcorn salesman. I just keep busy so I don't feel all those sad feelings. Jungle is another theme that we use with the kids. And we do fun jungle activities. And then we teach again about the concepts of coping styles. Do you grieve like a lion? Do you lash out in anger at everybody who's close to you? Do you grieve like a monkey and act silly and happy on the outside and feel something differently on the inside? Or are you the elephant? Do your feelings of grief and loss make you feel heavy and sad and make it hard to do all the just daily things that life asks of you? Are you the giraffe? Do you feel different from everybody else now that you've had this loss? Are you the only one with the long neck? Or are you a zebra? Do you run and hide from the crowd and avoid being in packs and groups of people? These are ways that we have to get kids to understand that we have a way of dealing with our feelings and the process we have to go through when someone we love dies. We have about a dozen or so different themes, and we use them each session to help teach and make it fun. The Disney group is one of my favorites, and we do Jungle Book. We show a clip where Mowgli and Baloo are singing the Bear Necessities. And then we talk to the kids, what are the bare necessities in your life? What is it that you really have to have in order to have a good life? And then we'll show a clip from Buzz Lightyear where he says, to infinity and beyond, And we talk about, where are our loved ones now? Can they see us? Can we talk to them? And we talk to them, their beliefs about heaven, and whether there'll be a reunion or whether they don't believe in that. And we'll show a clip of Spider-Man shooting some webs and climbing buildings. And we'll talk to them about, what are your strengths? What are you really good at? What helps you in dealing with this loss? Finding Nemo is a great movie about loss and coping styles. I'm sure everyone remembers the scene in The Whale where Marlin and Dory are swallowed up by the whale. And you see two very different coping strategies. And they're both stuck in the same situation. They're both in the same circumstances. One copes a whole lot better and with greater strength than the other. My all-time favorite is The Lion King, Hakuna Matata, no worries. We may have a lot of feelings and we may have a lot of stress and a lot of things to deal with when someone we love dies, but we learn to prioritize at a higher level. We know what the important stuff is, and we know not to sweat the small stuff. So Hakuna Matata, and if you have any questions about how to use our services at the Bereavement Center, feel free to give us a call at 973-948-2283. And as always, thank you for listening.
If you would like more information on any grief or bereavement issues, including options for counseling, please feel free to call us at the Joseph T. Quinlan Bereavement Center at 973-948-2283. Or you can contact us online at copewithgrief.org. Please remember to subscribe to the Grief Matters podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.